Hey, welcome to The Aggressive Life. This is Dirt. I'm your producer for the podcast. And this weekend, I've been hanging out with 4,000 of my best friends at Man Camp 2025. We've hung with Bear Grylls. We've worshiped with Dante Bowe. It's been a fantastic weekend. Right over my shoulder right there is a little thing that we call the Story Shitter. The Story Shitter is an outhouse that we've hooked up with a military phone, and it's a safe place for guys to process what God is doing in their life this weekend at Man Camp. They might come in and share some victories, share some wins, or they might come in and share some things that they just want to leave behind, they want to leave on this land. No matter what you hear in these stories, I think the common thread is these are guys pushing forward toward freedom, toward the next thing that God has for them. And I hope that it inspires you, whether you were Man Camp this year or not, to push your aggressive life forward. So I'm excited to share these stories with you. Let's get to it. Stories from the Story Shitter at Man Camp 2025.
Lord, it's great to hear your voice. It's great to be with this wonderful group of men that you've sent me out here with. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this land. Thank you for my family and the wonderful children you've brought in my life. Lord, give me the courage to forgive my father and work towards having a healthy relationship with him. Lord, help me continue to find that next piece of the pie of my vision in life. Continue to build trust and faith in you and know that you've got great plans for me in life. Thank you for that. Thank you for you. Amen.
I invited one of my new good friends to Man Camp this year. And we've talked about faith before. We've kind of butted heads on a few things, and I've been praying for this friend. We just got out of the prayer tent, and he told me he gave his life to Christ, and he's getting baptized tomorrow on Sunday. This is something that I've been wanting to happen for so long, and this is why I invited him to Man Camp, so that he can find God and find Jesus and be free from his anxiety and the things that he's dealing with. And I'm so happy for him and blessed to have been a vessel to get him here, been a vessel for God to get him here and get baptized and give his life to Christ and be a new man. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I know through you all things are possible. You continue to give me strength when I don't believe I have any. You've helped me identify that I have shame, and shame that has held me down, to help me expel that shame. You dug the hole so I could cast it out, and then you lifted me up to give me your strength. I know I've always been loved by you. I know when I need you, you'll give me the strength that I need. I'm leaving this shame shit here because I'm done with it. I don't need it. I don't want it. And I know all I have to do is ask for your strength, and you'll help me through that. Thank you, Lord. I love you, and I know I am loved by you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I love you, Lord. Thank you for Man Camp. You know, I miss my dad, and I remember coming here a few years ago, walking into MASH, and right after I lost my dad, I walked in, and the guy who prayed with me, I told him, I said, you know, I just lost my dad, and I'm hurting. Still hurting. And, you know, I'm thankful. A lot of guys didn't have a dad like I did, but, you know, it still hurts to not be able to call him after a great meeting or a great, you know, one of the kids' games and can't celebrate them. So, Lord, I talk to you all the time in the car now. And, But I remember coming here and telling the guy that prayed over me, I said, I just lost my dad. And we sat down and a great conversation. He's like, I lost my son recently. And he said, I want you to hug me like I'm your dad, and I'm going to hug you like you're my son. And I hugged him, and it felt like I was literally hugging my dad. And I believe he felt the same, like he was hugging his son, and it was so powerful. Lord, thank you for listening. I love you. Thank you for men who are brave and courageous and do things out of the ordinary. I'm going to keep taking the narrow path. Love you, Father. Amen.
I left a burden of guilt behind. I laid it down at Jesus' feet, and he took it. I felt it. I felt the chains break and fall off of me. I felt it. I got to do that here at Man Camp, and it was one of the best feelings of my life. I thank God for Man Camp.
This is my first Man Camp. I was pretty apprehensive about coming out for a number of different reasons. Haven't been camping in a long time, and I just wanted to say, like, I've been moved since I've been here, like, in a way spiritually that I haven't been in a long time. I'm a lifelong believer in Christ. I attend Crossroads. I've been saved. But I just have found God's presence here, and I just feel like this has been absolutely awesome. So thank you guys, and I will be back.
Came here the first time 2 years ago and got baptized. And then when I left, the world did what the world does, and just hits kept coming and knocked me down and took me to about, I don't know, a month ago to feel like I was back on my feet and I could catch my breath between work and finances and relationship stuff. And now I just came and I want to leave the anger and the resentment behind. I want to find the calm and peace to just be able to live and not be anxious all the time. And I'm finding it with the men I meet here. So I'm back, and I'll keep coming back. I just want to leave stuff here and take the good with me. Thank you.
Hey, Father, I want to leave behind the stress and the anxiety and the guilt and the shame. I want to be present. I want to be leading men. And I just want the peace that only He can bring.
My friend tried to get me to come here earlier this year, and I said no, I didn't think it was for me. And about 3 months ago, my son, who was to be born, that was due in about 4 weeks, his heart stopped. My world will never be the same. My friend invited me to come here in a time where I just haven't been feeling much. But you do know that I do know that the Father hurts for me, that He hurts for my family. I know that He loves us. I know that He loves me. I know that I'm in a valley right now. But I know that God, that He's with me, and that I have a choice. I can choose to sink back into all the things that bring comfort or temporary comfort, or I can sit with the Father and wait for His peace and pray for more peace for my wife, that somehow we can move forward, somehow that we can still be a light. I'm so glad that I came here. I just want to be a protector and to bring peace in my family through whatever season we go through. And I know that I'm weak. I know that I can only do that through God. I can only do that by laying down all these things that are just too big for me to even understand. God, I want so desperately for you to bring peace to my garden, to the garden that you've entrusted to me, to my wife and to our children, and for whatever comes next. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Dear Lord, I just, you know, what I want to dump here is just feelings of not being worthy. Because I know I am worthy of your love. I love you, Lord. Amen.
I'm in here talking into a phone, into a shitter that has duct tape over it. How cool is that? I recognize now, by the glory and honor of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that I am worthy, and I'm enough. And I need to be cognizant of the present. Not worry about the future. God's got my future. My Father has my future. Thank you, Jesus, for your ultimate sacrifice. And thank you for calling me worthy. All praise and honor and glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Coming from Cincinnati, and this weekend, I've learned that God has a plan for me and my wife with foster care. There's been a path laid, and he's shown up time and time again, and I'm still really scared. So I'm leaving that fear behind. And I'm trusting that there is comfort and there is goodness on the other side.
Leaving the chains of marijuana and pornography, the chains that I put the idol of before Jesus in my life, and just breaking those chains so I can change my family tree.
This is my second time coming to man camp. And I really didn't expect what's been happening for me the past few hours here. I was able to unload all of the burdens, all of the lies, everything I've held on for 10, 15 years at this point. I was able to tell my group the father wounds that I carried, the addictions, the porn at a young age, and how dark it got. I was able to speak it. And I was able to tell them all the times I thought about taking my life. And as I look back right now, all I can see is how God has kept me alive. And in turn, he's countered every single lie I've ever heard. Abba, my father, he calls me my son. I give you a new name. I give you son. No longer do I see you as a failure, as sin, as anything you've ever told to yourself or heard. I'll call you righteous. Earlier this year, I didn't think I was going to be at this point. I thought I was going to take the last step off the bridge. I wanted to walk up on that bridge and hurl myself on the highway. And even then, sitting in the parking lot looking at it, God gave me enough courage to say, Lord, just get me home. And he hasn't failed me yet. He's been the most faithful. And for this message, I want someone else to hear it. You're not too far gone. There is nothing that can separate you from the love of God. So please, if you are thinking about taking your life, or thinking this is the end, just know that the perfect and faithful Father will see it through. He's still walking beside you, and he still extends his hand. I pray for anyone who's listening to this that God loves you. He calls you a son. You are redeemed. He loves you. He will be with you. And you can go in peace.
First time at Man Camp. Found it from some buddies of mine, young adults guys. My young adults leader convinced me, ended up paying for my way, and told me I gotta go. So, and just the amount of vulnerability and the community here, the brotherhood is unreal, and couldn't ask for anything more.
Thanks for joining us on this journey toward aggressive living. Find more resources, articles, past episodes, and more at briantome.com. My new book, a 60-day devotional called The 5 Marks of a Man, 60 Days to a Powerful Life, along with all the other books in the 5 Marks library, are open right now on Amazon. Be sure to leave us a rating and review wherever you listen to your podcast. Then send an email to dirt@briantome.com to get a free aggressive life sticker. Find more on Instagram at Brian Tome. The Aggressive Life is a production of Crossroads Church, Cincinnati, Ohio.